Why are you following me? Huh?
It's okay, son.
Don't worry. I'm old enough to take care of myself.
I'm worried about you.
Why? You think I'll go to jail too? Huh?
I know you haven't been into school for a while.
Oh, what a kind father. You're so sweet and kind. So sweet and kind.
Okay, Hammond. Okay. We can't speak here. Let's go home. Let's go home together and have a talk.
I have nothing to say. Nothing but a hi and goodbye. That's all.
Okay, son. Fine. Don't speak to me. Just let me help you.
Help me. Where have you been all this time, huh? You think I don't know what you've done? You gave illegal, expired drugs just to make money. Is that how you're gonna help me?
Did your mother tell you that?
And what do you care? Do you care if I know? Why, no. I followed you too without you knowing.
How did you find out?
Mother told me. She told me so that I wouldn't take you for a real father.
Hamed. Hamed, what is wrong? What can I do for you? Tell me.
Nothing. Leave me alone. Just let me be for a while. Let me get used to you being back. You don't need to do anything, okay? Nothing.
Hamed.
Oh, I almost forgot, Merdad. Goodbye to you.
Excuse me, could you please take our picture? Look, it zooms with this button over here, and you press this button to take the picture. Thanks a lot. Take a picture of the three of us.
Sir, you're blocking the lens.
Do you have to tell her today?
Yeah.
Thank you, you're very kind.
Nader, do you have any new books?
I have a detective story. Hold on, let me go get it. Here you go. The Monster Must Die.
Hey, I've read this.
Yeah?
That's a first. You've read a book that I haven't?
Yeah, you want to know how it ends? I'll tell you.
No, you'll spoil it for me if you tell me the ending.
The ending of all detective stories are obvious, but I'm sure none of you have read this one.
Who was it?
No one. Just Barami.
As I was saying, I'm sure none of you have read this one. The Ideas of a Clown. Wow, this is such a great book.
Let me see. I'll take this one.
Read it, but you have to bring it back soon. It has a lot of fans.
Okay.
Oh, your coffees are cold. I'll bring another one.
Okay.
Murdad, I'm leaving. Hamed, goodbye, dear.
Hamed, dear, your mother is leaving.
Goodbye!
What are you doing here? Come on, I poured two cups of coffee for you guys. It's gonna get cold again, hurry up. Put that camera away, move over. I want to sit.
I'm not gonna tell her.
You've changed your mind 100 times. I'll tell her or I won't tell her. Make up your mind already.
She was counting on this robotic club. What can I tell her? That my 2 years of work have amounted to nothing?
I don't know.
I'll take the students myself.
What?
I said I'll take the students. I still have 5 months left.
You're crazy.
We'll talk later. Get out.
Guys, I have to go. Barami needs me.
It's the weekend, though.
I know. I was complaining to him all this time. You know how strict he is. Everybody else will be there, too. At least I'll be paid overtime. Tell me about the club later.
Okay.
Ci vedremo.
Huh? Barami's the bad guy and she curses us?
No, she said see you later.
So what? Do I have to beg you to come?
Even the dead are off during the weekend.
Did you bring it?
No. I came all this way just to see your pleasant face. Did you bring it?
I couldn't bring all the money.
I shouldn't have trusted a little boy. You're an untrustworthy idiot. You completely wasted my time.
Where are you going?
You ruined my Friday, and you're still too juvenile to beg. You idiot! What have you done to yourself?
Hamid! My son, my son! What are you doing here? What have you done to yourself? Oh God, dear God. Hamid, what have you done? Why did you do this to yourself? Help me! Somebody, come and help me! My son, my son! Hang on, son. Hang on! I'll get you to the hospital. Just hang on. What have you done? Hang on, son. You can do it. I'll get you to the hospital. Just hang in there. Hang on a little longer. You have to stay alive. Please, son. Help me. Help me. Oh, God. Help. Help me, someone. Help me. Help me. Oh, help me, help me! Oh, my son, help me!
Dr. Farzana, please come to reception.
Hang on, son. Hang on. Hang on, my son, hang on. Doctor, please help me.
What's wrong?
I'm losing my son. He's overdosed. He's taken too many pills.
Okay, please step aside.
His pulse is really weak.
Okay, we have to shock him.
We're ready, doctor.
1, 2, 3. Pressure?
It's still low.
Inject 2 more units. Pressure?
The same.
Repeat. 1, 2, 3. Try it again. All right. Try it again. 2, 3. 1, 2. Now.
He's back. His pulse is back to normal.
I'll stay with you here, son. I'll stay with you. Your dad is with you, son. I love you. You'll be all right.
Son has become a brawler and took it upon himself to beat up a football coach.
Listen to me, my father hates 2 things. First of all, football, and second, he hates those raisins you're eating.
Are you the football player?
I'm a football coach, but if I find a better occupation, I will change. There wasn't a choice back
then. Nobody is even allowed to say its name in this house.
Football.
He died.
Died?
What?
Mr. Mashallah.
Oh my.
Mr. Mashallah was my one and only uncle.
Has left all of his wealth to his nephew, Hashmat Suri.
What can turn hatred into love? Money, or family.
We can get a couple of acres of land and start building towers on it.
That we buy a football team.
You've reached a point where you allow yourself to propose shameless acts to me! How dare you!
Money isn't football now!
A man who can't stand football becomes one big fan.
Now, with the help of Mr. Payam here, I want to make you a football star.
And even pursues it as a career.
I will buy a football team, a winning team, the best team, the greatest team, with the greatest formation! 3-5-2!
3-5-2 on iFilm.
I said get up, huh?
I've told you 100 times, don't send these junkies for me. The idiot suddenly grabbed my backpack and started running. I had to chase him like a dog to get it back.
Do you think you're selling lollipops? That's what this job is like. Get used to it. Not everyone is a gentleman like Bahrami. If you were selling lollipops, people could buy them anywhere.
I found him on the bathroom floor. He was unconscious.
He was in another world. Too bad for him. You meet all sorts of people on this job.
The stupid idiot. If you ever send these types for me again, I'm out. I'll quit. You know what I'm here for.
For money. What is it? Are you seriously out? Now that I have good news? Now that I have good news, you don't want money anymore?
What news?
First, my reward.
Be serious.
Pack your bags. I'll throw you a goodbye party myself.
What's going on?
I spoke to Jalali. He's going to cut a deal with you. I called him and yelled at him. I told him he needs to treat my people well. He was really sorry.
Wow. Seriously?
Come. Call him yourself and ask him. He said the problem is you're going to Europe, which is a bit more expensive.
You said Europe is good. Italy?
I still say it's good. I told Jalali that you're studying the language and that he shouldn't mess with you. He doesn't really want to cross me, so he said yes.
How much?
He told me he's going to give you a good discount. So it's lower than what he said. Try to save your money and don't take petty cash. Then I think you can get ready to leave. I just have to find someone to replace you. Until the new person learns all the perks of the job and becomes trained like you, I'll have to manage somehow. See how much I love you? I'm helping you leave so I don't have to see your face anymore. Not ever again.
I'm not crazy about seeing your face either, you know.
Somebody got up on the wrong side of the bed today. What's wrong with you? You're leaving, aren't you? What else do you want? Tell me.
The boy was lying on the bathroom floor.
You didn't exactly invite him to the party, had you? What do you think this is? It's business. You sell, they buy, and they buy with pleasure. And this one even got a free ride. This is the world we're dealing with. Get used to it.
You shouldn't be here.
Yes, I know. Forgive me. My son is in there. Kalami. Hamid Kalami.
Don't worry, we'll take good care of him. He's in good hands. You can't be here anymore. Please go home and rest, gain some strength. Go be with his mother.
His mother?
Sir, you really have to go.
Please, let me visit him for a minute before I leave, please.
But it's against the rules, you know.
I'm begging you.
Well,
I'd be so grateful for just a minute. Please, please,
Dr.
if you will.
Dr. Dalalali to the surgery wing.
Thank
Dr.
you so
Dalalali.
Much. Go back to sleep, son. I'm here.
I want to go home.
You need to stay here. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow.
Is my mom here?
No.
Dad.
Yes, my son. What is it? What can I do? What would you like me to do for you?
Help me, Dad.
I'll help you, son. I will. I'll help you.
Mom. Does Mom know? In her eyes. Don't let her see me like this.
As you wish. Yes, sir. I promise.
Sir?
Yes, yes, I know. I'll leave right away. I have to go, son. They'll take good care of you here. You'll be out soon. You'll come home soon.
Nusrat, give me the box wrench.
Wow, Meredat Kalami. Where you been, man? How are you? Tell me, where have you been? Oh, sorry. I'm always so dirty. And smell like grease, but, you know, can't work without grease. Looky here. I see you've got white hair just like me. We're getting old, aren't we, huh? I've missed you.
I didn't know he passed away. God bless his soul. If I'd stayed and worked here, I'd be working with you now.
You can't learn all there is in just one summer, Merdad. I loved cars from the start, and you loved books and studying. I must say, sitting behind a desk suits you more.
I had heard about how well you were doing. I heard that you changed your house, and that you were doing very well and living a good life. Though I never found out why you disappeared all of a sudden. Anyway, I shouldn't complain now that you're here. Although I did complain a lot behind your back. Forgive me. I thought to myself, Merdad is a big fish now. He doesn't want to be seen with the likes of us, or to come back to this old neighborhood. You wouldn't even come to visit your aunt. Forget about it. I shouldn't complain.
I went to prison.
I heard about that. Among our old friends, Kian was a scoundrel. I don't understand why you let him take you down with him.
I saw him after several years. He said he's doing some business, and that I could have a share. I became his partner. I had some savings, and Nahid sold some of her jewelry, so we started working together as partners. I didn't know what he was doing. At least at first I didn't. But I found out later.
Well, what I heard was that he worked with medicinal drugs.
When I found out what he was doing, I closed my eyes to it. It was my money, my car, my house. I don't know. I thought it would be okay. I really did. I can only say these things to you, Reza. I have so many regrets about the things I should have done.
Merdad, there's something wrong.
I need some money, Reza.
Is Nahid all right?
Yes. My son is an addict.
Hamed? An addict?
He's in the hospital. His mother doesn't know.
You haven't told her?
I can't. The boy is paying for my mistakes. It was my doing. It was my doing. I need to take care of this myself. Myself.
Does it use a lot?
I don't know.
Why did you disappear out of our lives? I could have helped you if I had known. Don't worry, we'll solve this together. Sit for a moment while I change my clothes.
Gazelle, look at my drawing. Isn't it pretty?
Yeah, it's pretty.
But wait, you didn't even look at it.
Yes, it's pretty.
Well, that's not good enough for me.
Samane, I'm not in the mood today, okay?
Well, why didn't you rest on your weekend? You should take a break.
So, are you being sarcastic?
No.
You don't like me working, do you? Hey, I'm talking to you!
You're looking for an excuse to argue with me. Your father told me not to argue with
you. Oh, so you're an accepting person now?
In this house, everyone is accepting except for you.
Perhaps I should be more accepting towards you, right? Who are you anyway? Are you related to me? Who are you?
I'm nobody. You're imagining things. If you insist on being ruthless, don't drag us into it. Don't you see you've surrounded yourself with strangers?
So now I finally know what's bugging you. My work is bugging you.
Don't be so disrespectful in front of the child.
She's not a child. I want her to know who she's living with in this house.
I feel sorry for you.
I swear I just feel sorry for you.
I don't need you to feel sorry for me. You, my father's wife, feel sorry for me? Give me your painting. It's very nice. Go now. Thank you very much. Come here, come here.
You go, I'll stay here. You have to tell his mother.
What can I say to her? What can I say? These things that are happening, they're all my fault.
Well, you have to tell her sometime. You can't just hide this from her forever.
That's right. Yes, there's nothing you can hide forever. Nothing. Oh, God. I appreciate it.
Hamid, Merdad. Why are you sitting here in the dark?
No, no, don't turn on the lights. Nahid, come sit here. I have something to tell you.
I'm really tired, Merdad. I don't have time for your games.
Please. I know that in these years that I've been missing, you and Hamid...
Did my father come to see you?
No.
Where's Hamid? Is he on the roof?
No, he's not at home.
I knew they'd get to him as soon as you came back. It was just a matter of time. Is he at my father's house?
I have to talk to you, Nahid.
Did you have an argument? He's not speaking to you, right?
No. Actually, Nahid, there's something I have to tell you about Hamid. You know, he hasn't been going to school for a while.
How do you know?
I went to his school last week.
Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't want to upset you. I wanted to take care of it myself.
You wanted to take care of it? Where have you been in the past 7 years? Who solved our problems then?
You did.
Exactly. Now don't interfere in my son and mine's business. Let us solve our own problems ourselves, Merdad.
I understand, Nahid. I just want to help.
Help who? Yourself?
No, all three of us. How long am I going to be an outcast in this
family? Nobody here cast you out. You're the one who left. With your little game of hide and seek, which unfortunately you're still playing.
And I'm still paying for it.
It Is Hamid okay?
He's asked me not to take you to see him. He doesn't want that.
What are you talking about?
He doesn't want you to see him in this condition. Not the way he is.
What condition? What's wrong? Please tell me. I don't know why you always remain silent when you're supposed to talk to me. What's wrong with Hamid?
Our son is a drug addict.
از این سرگیجه تبدار، از این احساس حتا، از خودت بیزار، از این بیراه رفتن دست بردار، از این بیراه رفتن دست بردار. Let's roll.